cut down on that loud music. It's kind of an interesting day. I'm very sorry for Charlie's show. I guess I'm sort of the engineer, even though I don't quite know what I'm doing. And obviously this morning I couldn't help him out. We tried to keep him on, and the echo kept ringing and ringing. Finally, Sean helped us out, and we got back on the air, and we're apparently doing okay right now. This is kind of an exciting day because we've kind of changed things around. We're going to do a new show. This is not Progressive Life, which I have been doing on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're going to continue to do that show on Wednesday from 12:15 on. But as far as I can tell, we're going to try 2 or 3, 4 weeks, and if it's successful, we're going to go with this new show, and we call it Swap Shop. Now, what I'd like you to do, if you have something that you'd like to sell, what I'd like you to do, now we only have one phone line in, so you're going to have to be patient, but you can. What we'll do is we'll have you call in, give 1, 2, maybe 3, no more than 4 items that you want to sell. Give your phone number, and if you want to tell how much it costs, you can do that. If you want to mention your first name or something like that, you can do that as well. But we're going to open the lines here in about 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to take the first caller, and we're going to see if we can get the Swap Shop underway. We decided to do this because one of the other stations in town was doing a similar program and kind of canceled it. So I told the boss, I said, Scott, I'll be glad to give it a try in one of my 2 45-minute segments, and we'll just see where we go. And if you guys like to do it, we'll continue. And if there's not much response, we'll move back to a Progressive Life. Now, that may be incentive enough right there alone just to have you call in with some things. Well, I'll tell you what, the phone number, you can call us at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. WWGH. Those are our call letters, but they're also the letters corresponding to the numbers on your phone. And we'll open up the lines right away and see if we get any callers today. I pulled up some things that I thought you might be interested in if we don't tend to get any callers. But one of the things that a friend of mine sent to me is the perks of reaching 60 or being over 70 or heading towards 80. That's what it's called. One of the perks is kidnappers are not very interested in you. I would say that's probably very true. Well, here's our first caller. We'll see if our caller is interested in selling an item. Hang on. You're on the air.
Just up. Had a cup of coffee, and that's about it.
Well, I tell you, I'll fill you in on some of this, Sam, and we'll kind of go from here and get your take on what's going on.
The phone is not ringing.
The whistleblower complaint. It's a quote from the...
Can you hear? I cannot hear you, so I'm going to close you out. If you wouldn't mind recalling, and maybe we can get this working. Sorry about that. We've had all sorts of glitches this morning. Can't figure out what's going on and why we have two different shows going on. I may have to let the other show go. I'm going to try and figure out what the heck is going on. Please hold on.
Smart. They kind of know what's going on.
You're on
the
air.
Withheld about $400 million
Hello?
To Ukraine that had been appropriated by Congress.
Well, apparently we are not able to get the phone line to come in. We've had all sorts of problems this morning. Hang in there. It does look like we are going over the air, but our phone line just is not working. I don't know what the problem with that is. And we will get our engineer to come take a look at it. We may have to, today, may have to forego the call-in. Hang on just a second. I'm going to try it again.
Clean up corruption.
Hello? Can you hear me? Apparently unfortunately we have another show going on in the background. Is this Bob? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, but
you don't want to do something with your phone line.
We sure are. Thanks a lot for calling in. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye bye. So now we have
Well, folks, we're still having problems with our phone line. I'm going to step away from the microphone for a minute. I'll be right back. Well, we're back, and it apparently we're going to have to forego the show that I was going to do today because I can't get our phone line to work. So we'll get that taken care of, and we'll give it a try next week. It'll be a day late and a dollar short, but we'll try it next week. Back to the good things about being my age, and I'm getting another phone call. Unfortunately, I don't think I can answer it. Hang on just a second.
It's coming out. I'm going to read this kind of clump.
Yeah, apparently I can't even answer the phone now. So I appreciate it, and we're going to have to pretend like we're missing all these calls because I just can't answer the phone. It takes me right over to one of our other shows, and not that the other show wouldn't be very interesting. I'm sure it was, but it's not what we're supposed to be doing today. Anyway, let's go back to the 12 reasons why it's not bad to be over 70. In a hostage situation, you're likely to be the first one released. Well, that's kind of nice. I'm not sure that that's always the case, but anyway, no one expects you to run anywhere. I gave up running when I hit about 60, I think. I still walk every day, or most days. But I don't run much anymore. I've tried it, and it's a little bit tough. People call at 8 p.m. and ask, did I wake you up? Well, I don't go to bed that early. As a matter of fact, last night I didn't. I've gotten in the habit of staying way up until the Colbert monologue is over. I don't know if you follow him, but I enjoy his monologues, and so that's about 11:40 is when I go to bed. So I'm not one of those, but I do get up pretty early. I usually get up around 8:15, something like that. And I know that's not early if you're going to work. Back when I used to work at DePaul University in Chicago, I had a two-hour commute one way, and I'd have to drive the car up to the railroad station, get on the train, take the train into Chicago, get off the train, walk about three blocks to the L station, hop on an L, take it north till I got to, I can't remember the name of the street. Anyway, my stop, get off, and then walk back to DePaul University. Those days were up at 5 o'clock, and so, I enjoyed it. I was young enough to be able to do it. Back then, I think I was probably 32-ish. That's a lot younger than I am now. Number six. No, number five, I'm sorry. People no longer view you as a hypochondriac because your aches and pains are real, I guess. But after you hit 70, you're not considered a hypochondriac anymore. You are really sick. There's nothing left to learn the hard way. Everything is learning the hard way after you hit 70. Things you buy now and you won't wear out. I've got things that I still wear from probably 30 years ago. Shoes I tend to wear out. Actually, I wear out just about everything in 10 years. But I do have some T-shirts from my son's baseball team that are probably over that. Anyway. And I was so proud of my son that I continue to wear them. How about that? You can eat supper at 5 p.m. As a matter of fact, sometimes you can tell the age of the person by how early they are in the restaurant eating dinner. I know that's kind of mean, but and my wife and I have kind of backed off. We used to eat every day at 5:30. We're now up to about 6 o'clock, so we're going the wrong direction, I guess. this is kind of a cute one. You can live without sex, but you can't live without your glasses, and that's probably more true than we'd like to admit. Your supply of brain cells is finally down to a manageable size. after doing the show for as long as I've been doing it here at the radio station, A Progressive Life, I sometimes wonder where my brain cells go. I can't think as well as I used to, or at least I say that to myself. But I can remember when I was younger, I would say things like that as well. I can't think as well as I used to. I think you say that throughout your life. You can't remember who sent you this list. Well, I do, because it's got the name right at the top of the list, but it's kind of interesting. And you notice these are all in big print for my convenience. I happen to be reading it off my cell phone, so they're not in big print. But quite often, I refuse to go to big print just because I don't want to admit that I'm getting older. But anyway, I thought I'd read that to you today. I had another thing. I'm trying to see if I can find it on the phone. Hang on just another second with me. There it is. That's what I'm looking for. All right. And I've got another phone call, but I can't answer the phone. I'm so sorry. The phone is taking me to another location. Let's see what happens when I pot up the phone. Nope. Can't do it. It's going to the wrong place right now. Here we go. I will read some of these off to you. They're kind of interesting, and I'm sorry I can't answer the phone because it doesn't come to me. It goes elsewhere. Okay. There's only one letter that doesn't appear. Uh-oh. Now, see, I'm getting something coming across the phone. So apparently the phone is kind of going crazy on us. Anyway, there's only one letter that doesn't appear. Oh, crud. Now my cell phone isn't working very well. oh, me. Okay, let's try this again. We'll see if I can come up with what we're... Did you know that Neil Armstrong didn't say that's one small step for man? He actually stated that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. that's probably been misquoted many, many times. Did you know what M&M stands for? M&M. You know, the candy, the little pieces of candy. The M&M stands for Mars and Muri. It was a Mars company. I'm trying to find out why Muri, but... it was one of the founders, Bruce Muri. He was the son of Hershey Chocolate's president. They came up with the name Mars and Muri. did you know, this is kind of interesting, that you can actually hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away. Now, apparently his heart weighs about 400 pounds. And it's approximately the size of a small piano. I'm not sure I want to be close enough to actually hear it, but that's kind of an interesting fact. Here's another interesting. Do you play poker? I kind of like to play every once in a while. I get to play Texas Hold'em occasionally. Do you know what the odds of getting a royal flush are? Hold on to your hats. This is kind of interesting. The odds of getting a royal flush are 1 in 649,740. That's a pretty big chance. Not a very good chance that you're going to get that. You get a better chance of laying down a straight flush. Royal flush includes all the face cards and an ace. But a straight flush, the chances are 1 in 72,192. Still, kind of tough. I don't think I've ever had either one when I was playing, unless I had... wild cards or something crazy like that. Let's see here. If you drive straight south, now this is kind of interesting. This is just north of us. If you drive straight south from Detroit, you hit Canada. It just is not very, it doesn't seem right, does it? You go straight south and you hit Canada. You would have to go across the Detroit River to do that. But kind of an interesting fact. A baby puffin. Do you know what a puffin is? A puffin is one of those birds. Every time they do a special on the Galapagos Islands, they show the puffins, and puffins are you see them lots of craggy cliffs on shorelines. A baby puffin is called a puffling. A puffling. How cute is that? And puffins are kind of cute, and I kind of like the puffins anyway. There are four times more people that speak English as a foreign language than as a native one. Now, we're sitting here in the United States where we speak English, or the British probably say we don't speak English, but you would think that there would be an awful lot of people that speak English, but there are four times more people that speak English as a foreign language. That's kind of interesting. there's a bird. It's called a lyre bird. It's a beautiful bird. It's got a really long tail. I think kind of blue and orange and really pretty long tail. It's called a lyre bird. Supposedly, it can mimic almost any sound it hears, including a chainsaw, it says here. That's kind of crazy. It can mimic a chainsaw. Yeah, anyway. Okay, here's a good question for all you, and I know there are a lot of you Elvis fans out there. Do you know how many Grammys Elvis won? He had 18 number one hits in his career, but he only got 3 of those hits became Grammys. That kind of surprises me. Coca-Cola, by the way, was the first soft drink in space. Kind of interesting. I wonder how it got to space. See if it tells me any more. This is kind of interesting. Coca-Cola Company has made more than 10 billion gallons of syrup since the formula was invented in, guess when the formula for Coca-Cola was invented? 1886. And it was invented by a pharmacist from Atlanta, Georgia. His name was John Pemberton. That's a lot of stuff. Anyway, and there's always rumors that there were different things in the original Coke. But I think, I don't know. I don't know whether there were or not. You quite often hear the theory that there was a little cocaine put in Coca-Cola, but I'm not sure that that's true. Did you know that the speed of a computer mouse, you know, the little things you shove around to find things on the screen, the speed of a computer mouse is measured in Mickeys. So you're looking at Mickey Mouses. I don't know why they decided to call it that. You know, the mouse was devised in the year of my birth, 1946. Well, it was a roller ball device was invented in 1946. The mouse didn't get the name mouse didn't get coined till 1965. The pumpkins, which is very apropos for this month, pumpkins, squash, and gourds are all technically the same species. I don't like the flavor of any of them. I do like pumpkin bread. But that's about the only way I like any of those squashes or pumpkins or gourds or any of that stuff. Is I'm not big on eating that sort of thing. Okay, this is interesting for all my football fans. Everybody, that's kind of interesting. I was in athletics for 18 years, I believe it was. Intercollegiate athletics at DePaul University and at Ohio University. And everybody thinks that I am a big football and basketball watcher, that I sit and watch those games every weekend. Ask my wife. I would rather do just about anything other than sit and watch a football or a basketball game. Now, if it's a team that, like, if it's the Chicago Bears or maybe the Bulls, I'm not even a big Bulls fan, but if it's a team I'm interested in, I may watch for a few minutes and watch to see how they're playing. But my wife is the sports fan watcher. She'll watch anything that has a person running, jumping, or dribbling. She loves track meets. Now, I much prefer to watch a track meet than to watch a basketball game on TV. And going to the games, I guess I was kind of spoiled. I always sat at courtside, so if I have to go to a game and sit in the third tier and watch the game, I'd rather do just about anything other than that, especially if you have to pay for your own hot dogs and beer at, what, $8, $10 a beer, $8, $10 a hot dog. It's pretty crazy anymore. There's only one NFL team, though, that has a plant for a logo. Do you know which one it is? This one's pretty simple. It's the New Orleans Saints. They have the fleur-de-lis, which is actually a stylized lily. I bet they don't think of it that way, those tough guys. They don't think of themselves as stylized lilies. You know, this is a question. I didn't know the answer to this. I thought that every single Model T was black. But that's not true. Apparently, there were a few that were gray, and a few that were green, and a few that were blue and red. It was only after 1914 that customers could order those colors, though. Before that, it was black. And apparently, one of the reasons why black was used is the dark paint dried faster than other. That's apparently why they decided black was a good color to paint. Now, you know that that Henry Ford was into the making things faster and faster, and that apparently would prove that point. You can major in wine. I'll have to tell my son this, who happens to be a vintner out in California. You can major in wine at, there's a college. Let's see if I can find the college, the name of the college. Oops, where are you? You can major in wine at Cornell University. That's kind of interesting, because a winemaking, when we go out and visit my son and we help him do his wine, he's up to several dozens of barrels of wine now a year. He sells it mainly in California. You won't see it on the shelves here in Ohio, but it's quite a scientific process. Andrew knows exactly about how to add the right ingredient to make it, more pungent, make it more sweet, make it more whatever. He now knows how to do all sorts of things to make his wine better and more tasteful. I think he's won a couple or three blue ribbons in California for his winemaking. I'm pretty proud of that boy. Anyway, I'm proud of all my kids. this is kind of neat, because in Ohio, you know, the state bird is the cardinal. Well, that's the most popular state bird in the United States, is the cardinal. Let's see if it gives a list of all the different... Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, of course, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. They all have the cardinal as their state bird. And I love to watch the cardinals. We have cardinals that love to play in our burning bush. I don't know why they do. It's right by our front door. And they're always running into our big picture window on the front because they see themselves. We've learned to keep the drapes pulled mostly so that they don't see it as another bird. They see it, I don't know what they see, but they don't see another bird in the windows, and therefore they don't run into our windows so much. We don't want to kill our pretty cardinals. Boy, are they noisy though in the spring. Let's see what we got here. Do you know who invented Lincoln Logs? You know, have you ever played with Lincoln Logs? I used to love playing with Lincoln Logs when I was a kid. Now, they've developed Lincoln Logs now that you can get little plastic stuff. You can get plastic windows. You can get plastic doors and stuff like that. That's not as cool. But anyway, the person who invented Lincoln Logs, let's see if I can find the answer here. The famous it was, it doesn't give his name, but it does say, John Lloyd Wright, Frank Lloyd Wright's son, John Lloyd Wright, was the person that produced those interlocking log beams that make those little tiny houses. I love that. And just in case you tuned in, by the way, to join us on Swap Shop, there's a reason why we don't have Swap Shop going right now. We are really struggling with our computer this morning and apparently not able to get the phone calls in. They just... when I try to get a phone call, I get some other program that we've done in the past and... I didn't think you wanted to listen to that. So anyway, all right. Judge Judy is TV's highest paid host. Can you imagine that? I cannot stand watching that show. But she made $147 million in 2018. If I made that much money, I'd love that show. But that's what she did. It says, now I bet my son doesn't even know the answer to this. There are a lot of wine questions on this particular list. Maybe the person that created it liked their wine. Anyway, there are about 700 grapes that go into one bottle of wine. That's about 2.6 pounds of grapes go into a bottle of wine. Let's see, and that would be just about... Let's see, a gallon of wine would weigh about 8 pounds, so that's pretty close. I'm going to have to remember that, 700 grapes. Now, some grapes are bigger than other grapes, and I imagine that has a lot to do with it, but that's what the average is anyway. Do you know what the fear of the number 13 is called? I bet you do. There are a lot of people that do. I know that. My wife was born on the 13th of September. Excuse me. And I have no fear of the number 13, but it's called triskaidectophobia. There's also an irrational scare of clowns. It's called coulrophobia. There's also a phobia called jephrophobia, and that's the fear of bridges. I am a little afraid of bridges. I always wonder, you know, will this bridge hold up? Do you know how much it costs to make a dollar bill? The actual cost of making the dollar bill. It costs 5 cents. So they're getting good money's worth out of those. I would imagine it costs a lot more to make a dollar coin than the 5 cents it costs to make a dollar bill. Spotify. Now, I don't do Spotify, but a lot of people do. Spotify's most streamed song is 24 years old. It's Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You." 24 years old. That's the most streamed song. She must have done a nice job on it. There are. The crown jewels, you know, from England, the crown jewels, I guess they're in the London Tower, aren't they? The crown jewels contain the two biggest cut diamonds on Earth. A 3,106 carat gem was found in Africa, South Africa, in 1905. The largest stone, called the Great Star of Africa, is in the Sovereign Scepter, while the second largest is mounted in the Imperial State Crown, which is the one that you quite often see when they're going real high, when they're doing the more fancy stuff with the queen. It's not the little crown, it's the big crown. It's purple, and it's just the stone is huge. All right. Did you know? Okay. Most people would think that baby sea otters can swim, but they can't. They do not know how to swim. They have to be taught how to swim by their mom. Their moms actually wrap them in a piece of a kelp, which gives them some buoyancy. So that's how they stay on top of the water. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, but I didn't have a major problem. We just have to help somebody out. And I was able to help that person out. I like it when I'm able to do something good. Anyway, let's see if I can get back. Yeah, baby otters. Kind of interesting that they can't swim. I didn't know that kelp actually, I suppose I should know that kelp floats, because have you ever seen kelp in the ocean? It's really long, and it goes from the floor of the ocean almost to the surface. So it must be pretty buoyant. I remember when I was in Hawaii with one of the basketball teams I was with, I have a phobia. I don't know the name of it. I'm a little afraid of fish. And I decided I was going to go snorkeling out in Hawaii. And I got into the water. The guy said, don't go out by the, don't go out there where the surfers are. And I found out later the reason why he didn't want me to go out by where the surfers were is because that's where the sharks kind of gathered. They weren't hurting any of the surfers, but they were there, and there was always a chance. So, I was snorkeling along, looking at little fish, and all of a sudden, I realized that the current had moved me out to where the big fish were. So I think I made it on shore in about 2 seconds. I'm not a big fan of swimming with the fish. Anyway, there's a world record for the most world record titles. Can you believe that? Let's see if I can find out the name of this gentleman. The guy is from Brooklyn, New York. Ashrita Furman is the gentleman's name, Ashrita Furman, who held more than 600 Guinness World Records. in his lifetime. Ranging from, geez, I didn't even know they had some of these, but ranging from the heaviest shoes, they weighed 300 and some pounds, to the most baseballs held in a baseball glove. He held 26 baseballs in his glove. I don't know how you do that. And I don't know why anybody would make that a world record. But anyway, they did, and so that's good. The Oscars used to give out an award. The Oscars used to give out an award to child performers. They discontinued that. They called it the Academy Juvenile Award, and they discontinued it in 1960 after Shirley Temple and Julie Garland grabbed the honor. It's no longer on the ballot, and you won't hear that being announced this year. I can understand why Shirley Temple and Judy Garland got that honor. Renee Zellweger is performing as Julie Garland in a new movie, and that's one I think I'd like to see. I wasn't a big fan of Judy Garland, but that show I think I'd like to see. Anyway, there are words for animals with partial pigment losses. Now, whoever thought that that was a question that anybody'd want to know the answer to, but albinism is the congenital absence of any pigment of coloration. There are there's a picture of a poor giraffe that's lost all his spots. Yeah, crazy. If this is an interesting statement, if Facebook was a country, it would have 1 billion more people than China. It must mean that Facebook is everywhere. they have at 2.3 billion monthly users. Facebook dwarfs China's 1.4 billion and India's 1.3 billion population. That's an interesting fact. And that's kind of why we have so much problem finding out what's true and what's not true. With that many people, have you ever done one of those lines where at one end of the line, you tell a secret, and then that person tells the next person, and the next person, and the next person. By the time it gets to the end of, let's say, 10 or 12 people, it doesn't sound anything like it sounded in the beginning. And maybe that's why we have a problem deciding what's true and what's not true anymore. All right. Two-buck Chuck. Once won a top wine award. Now, Two Buck Chuck, for your information, is a wine that you can get at Trader Joe's. And I would say that, well, let's see what it says about it. Trader Joe's 2002 Charles Shaw Shiraz. Shiraz. The name of the wine is it's a Shiraz wine, but it's titled Charles Shaw. Beat out 2,300 other wines to win a prestigious double gold medal at the 28th Annual International Eastern Wine Competition. that's a kind of interesting. And from what my son has told me about Trader Joe's wines, they can vary quite a bit from one bottle to the next. All right. That's the next one that they have on here is different things that you would be interested in learning about the view, and I'm going to pass on that. I do enjoy the view, but I don't think I want to learn any trivia stuff on the view. It just sounds a little boring to me. I've got about two or three more minutes. We will try to vamp as well as we can. That's a term that actors use when they've forgotten their lines and they have to fill. They call it vamping. People also call musicians who are just running a riff so that they can fill out the songs. That's kind of vamping. Anyway, that was one of the things that I really enjoyed when I was younger. And I'm not going to give you any more of the trivia stuff. Don't forget, next week, my show that will be on Wednesday is called A Progressive Life. It'll be on Wednesday at 12:15. And we will talk about all manner of things political. Today, or a week from today, which will be a Thursday, we're going to try to get this swap shop off the ground. Can't do it today for some reason or other. Our phones will not accept a phone call. So I'm going to just ask you to bear with us as we try to find out what's going wrong. Every time I try to switch on, when I get a phone call, I try to switch it on. It goes to one of our other programs. So I'm going to bring that up with our engineer and see if we can't correct that. But I'd love you to join me next Wednesday at 12:15 for A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. That's me. And then on Thursday for, we're going to give it a try again for Swap Shop. And on that day, you will be able to call in and mention things that you'd like to sell over the air. Or you can call in and tell us if you're going to have like a garage sale. We'd like to know where and when. And we'll put that on the air. And we got several calls today. I'm really sorry I couldn't answer them. For some reason or other, it just wouldn't let me answer the phone without going to another show. So I'm going to just leave it at that and hope we can figure out what we're going to do with our computer. I hope that when I turn the computer back on after the show is over here, that we will go to our normal programming. We will keep our fingers crossed. Well, I appreciate you tuning us in today. And I'm really sorry for both this show and not being able to run the phones on Swap Shop. But we'll get to it next Thursday. I'm apologizing to Charlie. I'm going to put this in air quotes. I was his engineer that couldn't get the thing going. So we've kind of struggled today with getting things to work. Had a couple people come in and pick up their prizes and stuff. I'm glad that Charlie gave away a lot of prizes today. I think he gave away probably close to a dozen. Anyway, make sure you tune in again next Wednesday at 12:15 and listen to A Progressive Life. And next week, we're going to try to get Swap Shop off in the air.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers,